and 96.9 FM, live and local. This is the Morning Primetime Newsmaker.
Today's Newsmaker is brought to you by MRSK Buildings, constructing all kinds of buildings from shops and garages to equipment storage, livestock facilities, and barn homes. MRSK Buildings, where their business is your building. Call Jeff Hodges at 620-340-7732.
Barn homes are all the rage these days. With maintenance-free living on the outside and endless possibilities on the inside, what's not to love? If you're thinking of having one built, MRSK Buildings should be your first stop. Jeff and Brady have years of experience and will guide you through the process with ease. MRSK Buildings at 2604 West Highway 50, across from Bluestem in Emporia. MRSK Buildings, our business is your building.
KVOE, we are live and we are local, and we're happy that you're with us on this Thursday morning, the 4th of April, 34 degrees on our way to 63 this afternoon. And we're very pleased to be joined on our primetime newsmaker this morning via the KVOE Sutherland's Home Improvement Studio line by Kylie DeDonder. Into preview of the North Lyon County Youth Association annual fish fry and silent auction happening this Saturday. Kylie, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Ron. I'm doing really good.
Glad to hear it. Thanks for taking some time to join us.
Yeah, it's always a ton of fun to talk about fish fry.
Well,
hard to believe. It's already the first Saturday in April.
Here it is.
And here it is. And I'm assuming that given the attendance that you've had in past years, you're planning for a big shindig coming up Saturday.
We are. It is absolutely incredible to see that over the course of the last 24, 25 years, this event has evolved into, I mean, we're prepared to feed 1,000 people. So for a little town of Allen, where I think the population's, you know, certainly less than 200 people, it's incredible. So.
Well, and you draw folks from all over, and it's a great event you put on. The food is absolutely tremendous, and you've got some fish help, don't you?
We do. Yeah, we're so grateful. Obviously, the Wallace Fish Farm has been a longstanding partner in pulling this off. And obviously, Charlie and Christine Wallace are instrumental in really this entire grassroots organization. So we certainly have them to thank. And they've just, over the years, put together a really great volunteer base. And every year there's new individuals that want to volunteer to help us, but there's also a lot of folks that have been doing this from the get-go. So I'm just so grateful for all of the volunteers, because we couldn't pull off a fundraiser of this magnitude without everyone chipping in. So it's a group effort.
I have to ask, how much food? You mentioned here you're planning on feeding 1,000 people, but how much food is going to be on site coming up here Saturday?
It's a lot. We've got all the groceries on site. And I tell you what, that's been kind of one of the challenges here the last couple of years, just the inflationary cost to feed and prepare food for 1,000 folks. So we're really grateful that we've had a few community partners step up this year. Tiffany Cattle Company, Ogle Construction, the Wallace Fish Farm, Dumpster Pros, they've all generously tipped in to help us cover some of the cost of the food to feed these folks. So it's a lot.
It is North Lyon County Youth Association's 24th annual fish fry and silent auction happening in Allen. So when do things get started Saturday, Kylie?
We are going to open the doors at noon for lunch. And we will keep the food line open until 8 o'clock, or until the food is gone. So it takes place at the community center there in Allen, which is the historic Allen School. It's 108 East 7th Street is the address. And it's a free will donation. So once you get in the door, you know, just help yourself. Well, there's the line. The menu is going to be pretty standard for what we've provided in the past, which is always well-received. We've got catfish and a chicken strip option for those that might not really enjoy fish as much as others. Hush puppies, baked beans, coleslaw. The homemade desserts are always the star of the show, though. So we have a lot of tremendous home bakers that generously get to work this week and help provide those desserts for us to serve.
There is not a lack of homemade desserts there. That is for sure. Take your pick. Yep. That's really, really good. And along with that, Kylie, you have a silent auction with the items that will basically cover almost the entire gymnasium there.
It does. It's really incredible. We'll have them all kind of around the perimeter of the gym. And there's truly something for everyone. I'm pretty excited to see there's tickets from the for a Morgan Wallen concert that's in Kansas City that Murphy Ag has donated.
Wow.
Midwest Lane Group has donated a hay bale blind and some really cool 360-degree chairs and some decoys. I mean, that's almost a $2,000 item when you look at the entire value. So that I'm really excited for that one. There's tons of family excursions. We always have some KU and K-State autographed items, a trampoline, just lots of good things for families and children. Really, really something for everyone, though, honestly.
Kylie, what does it mean for you to see the support in these different categories? You've got the people, obviously, who attend and enjoy the meal, but you also have those who are donating. You have the business support here for the community and really the area at large, which helps to make this a success. What does it mean for you to see the event being supported like this and in general terms leading into that, the mission that you guys have?
Yeah, it's kind of hard to put it into words, Chuck, if I'm being honest. It's really, I think, number one, the thing that speaks volumes is that it's really kind of become a community celebration here. And I just love to be able to see, you know, friends and family gather that maybe haven't been in Allen or in the area for a little while. They always come back to Fish Fry because they know they can connect with friends and family. And so I think from just that fellowship perspective, it's always good for a community to be able to break bread together, so to say. And so I think that's special in itself. But I think just the outpouring of generosity to rally behind a group of volunteers that wants to see a nonprofit like the North Lyon County Youth Association be successful is really extraordinary. I think when you think about how do we enhance our rural community? How do we bring more vibrancy into our communities? You know, obviously we have to be able to attract and retain new families and existing families. And I think a core pillar to being able to do that is to be able to have access to high quality, affordable, and reliable childcare. And so when we think about the mission, for any of our listeners that might not be familiar with who the North Lyon County Youth Association is, it's a nonprofit licensed early child development center. So we accept children that are newborn to 12 years of age with an integrated preschool. And so that's kind of our core pillar. And then we also are responsible for maintaining the on-site community center, which we renovated the old Allen School. And so it provides really great event space and just an opportunity for our community to use that building for a variety of needs.
Well, how far along has the community center come? Still some work to be done there, Kylie?
Yeah, when we have participated with Match Day, we have utilized those funds to tackle some significant capital improvement projects. So on Saturday, you're going to see things like brand new concrete and sidewalks. There's a lot of sandblasting and tuck point work that's gone on the exterior of the building. So it's really taking on kind of a new facade, and it looks really great. But the most impactful thing that we're really excited for is when you walk in the gym, we actually did complete the installation of acoustic ceiling tiles. And so we are so excited. That is an ask that the community has been, you know, kind of poking at us for a number of years now. They're like, hey, you know, what can you guys do to improve the acoustics inside the facility? So we're really excited. We couldn't have done that without match day success and also a really generous grant from the Tressler Foundation in 2023. So we're excited for all of that. We've still got a lot of things to do. We want to do a kitchen renovation, bathroom upgrades, new windows in the gymnasium. They're still original to the 1948 structure. So there's always a list of things.
Well, I assume, though, even with the success of Match Day, and you've done a wonderful job with that, not only garnering funds, but, you know, exposing your mission to many here in the Lyon County area. But this obviously is an important fundraiser, isn't it?
It is. And what's different about this fundraiser is really this is our single fundraiser that we do each year. Each year, this supports the operational costs. So things like insurance, utilities, you know, child care fees aren't enough to cover everything. And so this one is truly the funds that we will raise on Saturday will go towards being able to pull off our mission and the work that we do each and every day. So
Kylie,
it truly is supporting our youth and their education.
Absolutely. Kylie, let me ask you about the demand that you're seeing on the child care side, because here in Emporia, that's become a major focus over the last 3 to 4 years, basically to and through COVID, and trying to increase child care access and accessibility. How heavy is the demand for your services?
Yeah, we could spend our entire segment just talking about this single topic. So our center is licensed for 33 children, and it kind of breaks down depending on which age group that you're in and obviously staff. And so there's a lot of regulation around that. And our infant room has had a waiting list for more than a year out, which is crazy. And the toddler preschool room is also full. There's a couple vacancies in the preschool. But this summer, we're really excited. We have enrollment open for our summer school age program. We have a really, really great staff on board. You know, that's another challenge is attracting and maintaining really high quality teachers and instructors. And we're so blessed by our team that we have on staff today. They do a tremendous job. So that is something that we're excited for this summer. It's been a couple summers since we've had that school age program open.
Well, obviously, demand is there, and a very important fundraiser. I'll tell you what, you won't be disappointed, folks. The fish is always great, and all kinds of great silent auction items. It's a wonderful day always in North Lyon County, in Allen at the North Lyon County Community Center, the North Lyon County Youth Association 24th Annual Fish Fry Silent Auction gets underway at noon at the Community Center in Allen this Saturday. Kylie, thank you very much, and hope you have a great day Saturday.
Thank you, Ron. Thank you, Chuck. We sure appreciate all that KVOE does.
Glad to help. Keep up the great work.
Thanks, Kylie.
Yep. We'll see you guys later.
All right, thank you. Yeah, Kylie DeDonder with the North Lyon County Youth Association. Big day Saturday, Chuck.
Huge Saturday coming up. And if you want more information, we'll be having a story coming up here on that a little bit later on today. And if you want to be part of our Newsmaker interview segment, 7:20 every weekday morning, we have Wednesday.